fires are put out. His anointing is gone from him. But there you hear him crying to God in his wretched, miserable, defeated condition. Said, oh, God, said, let that anointing come on me just one more time that I can be avenged of these enemies that put out my eyes and stole my strength. And he felt something coming on him again. It wasn't that old lustful feeling he'd led him to Bathsheba. It was a feeling that he knew well when that anointing rises up and your strength begins to revive. And he said to a little boy when he felt that anointing, he said, take me to where them two pillars are together that hold up this great temple of Dagon. And the little boy led him over there, and them Philistines didn't know that mighty anointing had come on him again. There all the lords and all the princes and all the rulers and all their ladies and all the big wigs in the kingdoms of the five provinces of the Philistines were there, reveling, saluting their gods, and defying God, yes, mocking the God of Samson and his God's champion there in that terrible blind condition, defeated by the world. He said, oh God, hear me just one more time. And he bowed with his strength on those two pillars, and down they came crumbling. And God's champion died along with thousands of the enemies of God. And the Bible said in his death, he destroyed more of God's enemies than he did in his lifetime. That's pathetic that it takes your death to bring more glory to God than it does by our lives. Brother, I don't want to be that my epitaph on my tombstone. This guy died as a fool. He did die victoriously. That ain't going to be no everlasting glory and honor. The everlasting glory and honor we're going to receive by faith in the trial of our faith is going to bring glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, because we pass God's test. We can't flunk the test that God gives us and expect to have glory and honor and joy at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter, the first chapter, beginning in verse 6. He said, the trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not yet rejoicing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, which is a salvation of your souls. I'll tell you, at the appearing of Jesus Christ, our glory and honor is that we've passed the test. God's going to try our faith. We're going through fiery trials to be tested, and the only glory and honor we're going to have is because God looks at our report card and says, hey, son, hey, daughter, when I tried you, you didn't fail. You didn't flunk the test I gave you. Now there's glory awaiting you because your faith brought you victory. You endured, and now you've overcome. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, in 1 Peter 4, he even says a whole lot more about that trial of our faith. Let's take a look at that in conclusion today. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Praise God, we're going to have to be tried as by fire to find glory and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 5, beginning in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. It's your faith that overcomes the devil in the world. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, listen to this, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, if you want that glory, this is it, after you've suffered a while, see, that's enduring, now he tells you how to overcome, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. That's overcoming. You're not going to overcome unless you endure. You're not going to overcome unless you have faith to endure the fiery trial and to pass the test and trust God through it all. Praise God. I know if God slay me, I'm going to trust him. King, I don't know. You might throw me in that fiery furnace. You probably will. And I know God's able to deliver me. But if he don't, oh, Mr. King, I'm still not going to worship your old tin god. Hallelujah. I'm going to worship my own god that I know's able. And if he don't, back to the scripture I began with today in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. But let's look at the scripture right before that, 2 Corinthians 5, or the one after it, the next one, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Praise God. Whether we labor, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We're confident. Praise God. If we go through the fiery trial and God deliver us, we come out. God's delivered us. For his glory, we pass the test. But if he don't deliver us, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Either one is victory. Praise God. Because we put our trust in the Lord and not in the arm of flesh. And I'll tell you, we've got to please the Lord in everything we do with our five senses. What you read, what you see, what you touch, what you taste, what you hear, what you smell, where you go, how you dress, how you talk, all has to please the Lord and bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Now in conclusion, a warning in Ecclesiastes 11, 9 and 10. God says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know thou that for all these things God shall bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart. He says here, don't go by the sight of your eyes. Don't walk in the feelings you have in your heart. But put away sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Then in Proverbs, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 11, God said, if you go by your feeling, you'll mourn at the last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Then in verse 18, God continues here to warn the young married couple. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with a wife of thy youth. Let her be as a loving hind and as the pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Don't go by your feeling. Don't go by the sight of your eyes. Go by the direction of God's word. Ponder the paths of your feet. Let your ways be established, Proverbs 4:26 declares. Going on in verse 20 of Proverbs 5, why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings, his own iniquities. That means your rebellion against the word of God shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. We must trust God's word implicitly. That's faith in action. That's persevering to do the right thing in the face of obstacles. We must pass the test of the fiery trials that are to try us, that we might be found. Our faith will be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. We can't flunk these tests that we come up against. When you're sick, what do? God said, call the elders of the church. James 5:14, is there any sick among you? Call for the elders of the church. He didn't say, get a shot. He didn't say, go to the infirmary. He didn't say, go to the hospital. He said, call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. We've got to go by the word of God, by persevering, taking a definite, positive, fixed position. I'm going to trust the word of God. It's true. God cannot lie. And he's back of that word. He's in that word. He is the word. And if I'll abide in him and his words abide in me, I can ask what I will if I have patience, and it'll be done to me. That patience has got to be there. Don't you go and be disappointed again and again and again. But if you wait on the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.